I understand the publisher of the seminal producer, Milt Phillips, influenced you to pursue a career in public service.
Well, yes, I was so lucky. And Seminole at that time, there were some just remarkable, remarkable people. And Milt Phillips was one of them. He was the typical small-town crusading editor, wasn't afraid to write about anything, very controversial, kept up with world events and everything that was going on. He encouraged me. When I won the Rhodes Scholarship and I was going to be at Oxford, he dubbed me the foreign correspondent of the Seminole Producer. So he asked me to write a column called Okie at Oxford, if you can imagine. And I traveled in a lot of countries at that time, in the Middle East and Europe. I always ran my columns and my reflections on where I'd gone. And then when I came back home, he did encourage me to go ahead and get involved in politics. The other person in our town was our mayor, Fred Adwan, the father of Alex Adwan, who was for many years the editor of the editorial page of the Tulsa World. Alex had been my Sunday school teacher. Fred was an older man who was in politics and a very interesting man. He spent a lot of time talking with me, too, and encouraging me and sharing thoughts with me. Small towns, particularly at that time, and I'm sure it's still true, had some just wonderful people of real ability and real insight. And they were willing to spend time with the children of the community. I think sometimes it's why I'm passionate about children. And we talk about our children. Well, I think children belong to all of us as a community. The whole community ought to take care of children. I've just been so lucky to have had so many people who took the time to mentor me and help me. It really was a village. The book really takes a village to raise a child, and yeah, it's really true. And at that time, there were a lot of people in Seminole that took that on themselves.